This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I can't do it like that, man. My voice is so messed up from standing up against these guys by myself against a branch of military. And I know I'm not alone. I know there's a lot of people out there that, for whatever reason, they have to remain silent. And there's a lot of people, you know, even just calling into the show. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the listeners. We have had, and let me throw this out before I go to more callers. We've got a bunch of callers. I want to get to them. Is, and let me throw out the number, 800-313-9443. We've got a couple callers from out of the country. We've got Chris from Canada, Kevin from Australia. I want to go to Ken in Texas first. We're trying to take people in order. And also Mike in Ohio. Ken in Texas, who's from a republic, welcome to the show. Ken, you there? Ken. Not sure what happened to Ken, but good for you, other callers. Ken, call back in if you have a glitch with your system or whatever. Let me go to Mike in Ohio.
How you doing?
Not bad, Mike. How's it going?
Oh, very well. I've been listening to your prior programs, and I'm a kind of I'm a little confused about why they court-martialed you? Why they pulled you?
They didn't court-martial me. That's the thing. They're all over the map. The Coast Guard is not a branch of military, period. I'm not in the Coast Guard, never was. They're saying that I'm a civilian, and yet they had me in an Article 32 proceeding. This is in the trial transcripts. The ALJ, administrative law judge, he's a lieutenant commander, direct commission in the Coast Guard. He didn't go to the Coast Guard Academy. He's a racketeer. I mean, this guy is involved in, go check out Rendon versus TSA. It's R-E-N-D-O-N versus TSA, Transportation Security Administration. He was involved in an administrative law case involving the Commerce Department where the a TSA agent was fined $700 for cursing in an airport security check line. He was a TSA agent. The whole thing was set up. It was confirmed or upheld by the Sixth Circuit, which basically converts it to, you know, the rest of us as well, not just a TSA agent, to where you and everyone else can be charged a $700 fine for cursing in a public facility like an airport or like in a train station or a bus station or a public library or, for that matter, the street. And it was upheld by the Sixth Circuit. This individual was also involved in other cases involving the Commerce Department, which involved Iran and oil parts, pump parts getting into Iran before the lead up to the war, which went to oil and war profiteering and more. This very same individual has been sued. You would not believe he's the cleaner. He's a mafioso. But the Coast Guard, the lieutenant who brought the charges against me, he's the complainant. He's the quote-unquote injured party. He's the citing and summoning party. He's the investigating party. He's now the prosecutor. They sent him away to law school, and then he becomes a JAG officer, a commissioned JAG officer in the Coast Guard. He brings the charges against me. The charges were for quote-unquote being depressed, and brings me before a military tribunal where a JAG officer in the Coast Guard is prosecuting me before a judge who is a former direct commissioned officer in the Coast Guard, an attorney, a former legal counsel for the Coast Guard, who is now a civilian building upon his federal military pension with the Coast Guard, who's sitting as a quote-unquote Article II executive branch judge.
I'm on the phone.
What?
I was talking to somebody beating on my door. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So you have an Article II, a member of the executive branch pretending to be a judge. And if you go to Reed versus Cobra, sorry, hold on real quick, Ken, Mike, sorry. We got a quick break right up here at the top of the hour, but we'll have a longer segment after this. But hold on one sec. We'll be right back with Mike in Ohio, and we'll get to our other callers. We got a bunch.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Mike, real quick, let me just... the long and the short of it is I'm a graduate of Kings Point, a federal maritime officer. I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine. That way, in a case of a natural disaster, a war, I become wherever I'm at. If I'm in a shipyard, working in a shipyard for the shipyard or for GE or whatever, or on a ship like an oil tanker, or working for Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, the Navy directly, my naval commission is activated, and then I become the eyes and ears and a liaison for the Navy. To say I'm on a container ship, to help get that ship into a safe port and act as a communications officer and liaison with the personnel on board. And there may be other naval officers on board, but the captain of the ship may not be a naval officer. And so I would become, or if there's someone else on board with higher rank and authority, they would become the liaison directly with the Navy, and any and all orders would go through them. And that's, one of our systems of not just national defense, but also civil defense. And all of these things have been attacked and taken down. But I had sued two of the shipping companies and the Federal Officers Association for violating our federal contracts. They got the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, when it moved from the Department of Transportation into Homeland Security, self-declared itself to be a branch of military to file a counter-complaint, a civil complaint, as this special branch of military that now is saying that it comes under the UCMJ, Title 10, military law, but that posse comitatus somehow doesn't apply to it, that it can carry on civilian affairs, that it can police civilian matters, that it can actually adjudicate, carry on a trial for civilians. And in this Article 32 proceeding that even the judge, quote unquote, said was an Article 32 proceeding, I was denied counsel. I was alleged to be a civilian within this military tribunal.
Well, I don't understand, but why is it that they, why did they do that to you? What did you do?
Because they wanted to shut me up about the theft. You've heard about the $2.3 trillion missing from the Department of Defense that Don Rumsfeld came out and said we just can't find.
Yep.
Well, this is a good chunk of it. There's money within from the Defense Department, the Transportation Department, and other agencies that use the Merchant Marine for shipping. Andrew Card, who went to my academy, Kings Point, he was Secretary of Transportation under the first Bush. He set up the sale of American President Lines, our premier American flag carrier, to Neptune Orient Lines, which is a Singaporean-owned and controlled company that they had a leg on. So they were basically selling this U.S. Treasury asset in American President Lines to themselves overseas so that they could basically take control of this shipping company, privatize it, and put it in their own hands, and have us, the taxpayers, and even Roosevelt was involved in this in World War II in recapitalizing American President Lines. It used to be called Dollar Lines. I filed civil complaints against these federal contractors, much like Halliburton or KBR, and to shut me up about what I was complaining about, they pulled me into a military tribunal as an alleged civilian, stripped me of all the rights and protections and benefits that any military personnel would get within a military tribunal, like legal counsel, pay, medical benefits, and more, and forced me to somehow stand against a branch of military that I'm not in.
I figured it was something clandestine like that. Something.
Well, it's a cover-up. It's a whitewash. It's a whistleblower retaliation. Is, you know. So these guys are as corrupt as they come. Bush is involved. Bush is involved with American President Lines, Hamburg America Lines, which is one of the shipping companies that was shut down for trading with the enemy during World War II by Roosevelt, along with Union Banking Corp, was assimilated into American President Lines. And that's how these, you know, for want of a better word, Nazis made their way into American President Lines and then did the very same thing that they did to Germany. A good graphic example of what they did or are doing is, have you seen the movie Independence Day?
No, not yet.
Well, go see it. The aliens that they talk about in there, they talk about them almost like locusts, where they come into and take over a planet and then just strip it of all the natural resources. That's what these guys do to a nation. They come in, they're globalists, they're industrialists, they're internationalists. They come in from all of these, you know, a lot of them from kingdoms from around the world, like the UK and Britain and, you know, Australia, Canada, and more. Yeah. And strip us of our natural resources and then give them to themselves and other families who basically set themselves up as lords and or kings and queens in their own right by impoverishing us and enslaving the rest of us.
And they think they're better than us because we allowed them to do it.
Well, and that's the point. And they're very, you know, this has been going on for a very long time. They know how to take down a republic, and that is the aim in this. Go read a book or find a book by Philip Bobbitt called The Shield of Achilles. He gets in there, and let me read this. I do it all the time, you know, for callers, but it's a very important point, and I want to get to all the other callers, so please hold. But this is, and I don't like this guy. He's a neocon or whatever you want to call him. But he's a former director of intelligence and more. You know, he's basically an agent for the Queen and the royal families. This is a short paragraph. The historic consequences of the long war. This is by Philip Bobbitt from The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. Thesis, and this is not a thesis. This is what he is advocating and his type are advocating. This gets into the concept of a unitary executive and more. To basically where a unitary executive means that we have Congress is the legislative unit where it has legislative, executive, and judicial powers. That the executive has legislative, executive, and judicial powers, and that the judiciary has legislative, executive, and judicial powers. And that's really not, you know, how our country was set up, although there are nuances there where they do, to some degree, share some of the powers. And that's why we're not supposed to have a system of courts coming underneath the executive branch, because that goes to privy councils, witch trials, star chambers, and more. We're supposed to have an independent judiciary where all of our matters, and our founding fathers made it very expensive to take life, liberty, or property, very difficult to take life, liberty, or property away from someone and to do it through the independent judiciary. And that's why we're not through, or for the purpose of expediency, supposed to have these executive branch Article 2 administrative court system. And this goes into DMV and more. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. Think about that. That's treason. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people, and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. That's not only treason, that's fascism. Did you get that?
Yes, it's fascism and corporatism as the same thing.
And it's treason. It's treason. Because they want
also
to
that
change.
Too.
Yeah, they want to change our constitutional order. They want to take us from a constitutional republic, a system of self-governance, into a constitutional monarchy where there is a divine right to rule.
Yeah, and it's not ours either.
No, and that is not our way of life. That is not the American way. That is treason.
Do you know that the Coast Guard now has gunboats on the Great Lakes here?
Oh, yeah. They're loading in-close weapon systems with Phalanx Gatling guns that used to fire depleted uranium, 3,500 rounds per minute, on Coast Guard vessels. And they're even starting to paint them like they painted the German warships with the gray, silver, black, you know, camouflage to some of the Coast Guard vessels. It's insane. Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess III. She is a Hessian. Just like in our Revolutionary War, they brought in the mercenaries, the Hessians. The royal family is doing the same thing now. Pamela Hess is not only a member of the Hess oil dynasty, she is a direct descendant of Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler.
I know. Yep.
Fashion.
I knew they put M60s on the show. I know they were putting M60s, but I didn't know about any of this other high tech stuff.
Oh,
and
you
certainly.
Well, no, they're also go read the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page. They're saying that they're the only branch of military that can carry its service issued weapons home. Think about that.
Yeah.
A 40,000 member a branch of civil service has now been converted into a 65,000 plus special branch of military that's operating in Homeland Security under military law directly for the president.
That's what's wrong, too. Nobody's supposed to be directly working for the president.
Nope, because they're supposed to be secretaries of the Navy, secretaries of the Army, Secretary of Defense, the Joint Chiefs, the chair of the Joint Chiefs, and all of these checks and balances to where people with some spine and some cojones would stand up and say, no, I am not going to do that. I will not be involved in that. I will resign.
Hey, hey, Eric, have you got an email address? I sent a very...
Yes, yeah, it's ltshine at socal.ra.com. Go to the...
What now?
Ltshine, S-H-I-N-E. LT?
LP?
LT.
LT.
Shine, S-H-I-N-E, at SoCal, S-O-C-A-L dot R.com.
At SoCal,
S-O-C-A-L.
C-A-L.
Dot
com.
R.com.
Got what?
Dot R.com. We're going to break. Let me get to some other callers. Thanks for calling, Mike.
R.com. Okay.
Do you have anything else real quick? Or?
I just wanted to let you know I wrote a very nice email for you that I was not happy with your score on that preview site.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, Mike.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks, sir.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and your favorite host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And sorry to be plugging myself, but I could use the help. Any and all listeners out there, go to Patriot Radio Review Network. They actually are rating all of the Verisim. That's what Mike just called in about. He had sent an email letting him know that I've got 3.5 mics out of 5. People like Alex Jones have like 5.3 out of 5. And others have like 5. And I'm up there, but hoping to improve the ratings a little bit. Ask you to go to their website, check them out, support them, and also to send them an email supporting this program and this network, and to let them know, you know, that you feel, especially as to originality, you know, you'll hear all kinds of stuff you won't hear anywhere else. Who else is out there talking about the Coast Guard or Homeland Security, or, you know, that the Department of Homeland Security was initially going to be called the Department of Homeland Defense, not Homeland Security, and that they've actually fractured military law off into Homeland Security and are using it through the Coast Guard, a very gray area where they have used various laws and merged, you know, language in various laws to turn this civil service agency, where all of its personnel are supposed to be civil servants, and they come under the Administrative Procedure Act, not the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that they now, as they come under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, have subjugated these, it's Title V, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service personnel law that was supposed to be internal excuse me, foreign agency and remedial, and it was not supposed to take any life, liberty, or property away from you because it's an Article II proceeding, executive branch. It was to protect due process, to ensure that everything and anything was on the record. And from my own experience, and if you go read the transcripts, you can find some of them at www.martiallaw911.com. And there's more coming up at www.crossingtherubicon.org, which is underway. It is up. You can find it. It's not as easily, if you type it in into your title box for URLs, it'll pull up. And I think you can actually find it by searches. But read the transcripts. We're coming out with the ones from May 2008, where the Coast Guard, a special branch of military, prosecuted me within an Article 32 proceeding, a military tribunal, a grand jury, where I was denied counsel, which you're not supposed to. You're supposed to get counsel, and you're supposed to continue with your pay and everything else. You're not supposed to lose any rights, remedies, property, pay, benefits, or anything else. They presumed I was guilty rather than presuming I was innocent, and they prosecuted me for the last 6, 7, 8 years now within this military tribunal. So this is, you know, all the stuff you hear about military tribunals is not about Guantanamo. It's not about foreign foreigners or quote-unquote terrorists. It's about Americans. You know, everything and anything that these internationalists are doing to others overseas, they want to do to us here at home. Let me go to Chris in Canada real quick.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Good.
Hopefully you don't take offense to my comments about our northern neighbors that are members of a constitutional monarchy.
Oh, I know that for sure. Actually, yeah. We're all a member of the pontiff.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. It is. It's really, I mean, what did the Pope do for hundreds, if not thousands of years in anointing and appointing who would be, and even determining if there was disputes as far as lineage, who would be the prince or king or queen for a nation and its peoples?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I went to Roman Catholic Church. I went to Roman Catholic grade school and high school, and I detest the Roman Catholic religion because now that I'm aware, I understand it's nothing but a constitutional monarchy. It is the senators of Rome, of the Italian Empire, who became cardinals instead. They turned governance into a religion.
Yes.
And we're all under that thumb.
Well,
and,
well, no, it's not. It's not so much governance under religion. It's I would reverse it.
No, I was going to say they turned governance. It's almost like taking the witch doctor, the tribal witch doctor, because, you know, who controls the tribe? It's not the chief. The chief is put in there by the witch doctor. The witch doctor is really the one who, you know, with all his hocus pocus and everything else, has absolute control over the tribe. He gets to really decide. You know, he's basically the propagandist, you know, through his family line. He gets to decide, especially, you know, depending on how it works. Sometimes they were working directly for and put in place by whoever would take over the tribe by physical force. It's the same thing. These guys are through smoke and mirrors. They are controlling the destiny of the world.
Oh, most definitely. Without argument, I would suggest as a humble human being on God's green earth that is exactly what's happening. Religion is taking over the world.
Well, and it's not religion. It's not spirituality. It's it's a empty religion. There's no heart to it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what the point I was trying to get to.
Well, and that I mean, look,
sweet little
on,
girl that you spoke to earlier.
Well, Chris, hold on, because we're going to break. We got the music coming up. So stay on, and I'll get to the other callers here right after. But Chris, hold one sec. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we'll be back. We are back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. It's 8:30 out here Pacific Standard Time in California, in the United States of America, a constitutional republic that is under attack and has been under attack since its inception from the royal families from around the world who are and continue to try to resurrect the idea of a system of United Kingdoms worldwide, one system of governance. No republics, no systems of self-governance, but to where we are all willing members of a, you know, subjects to a new system, a new world order of United Kingdoms. And that is not, you know, that's what this is all about. New world order, whatever other terminology, you can start coming up with new stuff like L. Ron Hubbard. Apologies to all those Scientologists out there who have, you know, want to believe another fabricated religion. But let me go to back to where were we? Chris in Canada, you still there?
Hey.
No, I just go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I got something for you, okay?
All right.
This is you Google on the internet, Old Canada the movie.
Spell
it will
old,
describe
old Canada, OLD.
Pardon?
Old Canada?
Old Canada.
Oh, Old Canada.
O-H Canada.
Right.
The movie.
Right.
These were a bunch of college kids.
How old is it?
That did this. Pardon?
How old is it? It's new?
Yeah, very new. Yeah, cool. I just watched it actually about 3 days ago, and it blew my mind because it's everything I've been doing for about a year and a half now. These kids did themselves, and it will blow your mind.
Cool.
It's totally awesome.
These kids are good.
I love these kids. I respect
them. You understand that I'm not at odds with you or the fellow your fellow subjects under the Queen. I'm at odds with the royal families that have you under their thumb. You know, I would rather have you as a legitimate neighbor in a free republic where you have a system of self-governance and you are independent from the royal families of Europe than having
Hold on, Eric. I don't understand. Are you suggesting that I am different from you because I'm in Canada and you're in the United States?
No, not at all. Well, other than
I don't understand what you're suggesting.
That you live in a constitutional monarchy, and we live in
so
what's
do you.
Supposed well, exactly right, right. No, I agree. We've lost our republic, and you are now more under the thumb of the Queen than you've ever been.
So are you?
Exactly right. No, I agree.
So, I don't understand. You're trying to explain a difference when we're both.
Well, no.
The same.
What I'm saying is that I believe we need to reclaim our independence and our constitutional
yes.
republic, and I believe to the point where Canada needs to become an independent constitutional republic, not a constitutional monarchy, and separate itself completely from the royal powers of Europe.
So do you.
I agree.
You're under the British monarchy, too.
I agree.
But you're telling me that me in Canada,
as a citizen of Canada, I
got to do that.
No, I believe that at some point that, no, well, we both have our part in, trying to resist against this. I do believe that we did, because I've had people from Canada call before, and, they've said that our only mistake was that we wrote a constitution. You know, we should have just declared independence like Canada and sworn allegiance to the Queen and the royal families, and we would have had a much better, go at it. I believe that we did have independence. I believe that our founding fathers did try to set up something different. They did study what went on in Europe, and if you look at our constitution, it's a brilliant document. Although it is somewhat dated, and yes, it has been modified and, brought up more to speed, but it's basically...
You understand that your constitution has nothing to do with you, because you were not a citizen, you're a slave.
Yeah, well, exactly. But my point being is that I believe at some point there were people, our founding fathers here in the United States, that did try to make a difference, did try to change things. You get a bunch of the monarchists and the royal families and their agents coming over here and trashing our founding fathers and saying that they were all Masons and they're all in on the conspiracy with the Queen, which I don't believe. I think there were some that wanted to be loyalists and royalists that wanted to, and they tried to, even with Washington and others, bring in members of the royal family to be the first president and more. But our founding fathers, that's why they passed the Titles of Nobility Act, was to say, look, we won't have any nobles in our country. Sorry. And over time, the last 200 years, we've lost sight of what they tried to create. And through many, it's not just that we lost sight, but it's been, our vision has been played with for quite some time by people like J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan Jr. You can go down the whole long laundry list of these agents of the Queen and royal families. No, I'm saying that we have more in common and that we need to work more together to push back and resist the royal families from Europe.
Well, they've been here the whole time.
They never left.
Yeah, they've been here there's a game plan with these guys.
Right.
And
but
you and I are the sheeple that they're going to use and abuse.
But think about it, because either way we play, no matter how this happens, say we banded together and we tried to form a more perfect union, and Canada and the United States formed the North American Union, and it was all a constitutional republic, system of self-governance, whatever. Doesn't matter, because that plays right into their hand, even if it's done and we do it, and it's done for the betterment of all, rather than these royal families, they'll just step in and take it over later. You know, it's just, it doesn't matter. They've got us coming and going. You know, they've really thought whole thing out.
It sounds to me like you're suggesting that, like, just to throw your hat to the wind there, because...
No, I'm still out here resisting. I still got my voice on the radio. I'm still, you know, standing up for what's right and trying to explain to people, but, you know...
I get the impression that you're not explaining it appropriately. You just can't throw your hat to the wind, dude.
Who's throwing it to the wind? I'm still out here.
Based on what you're telling me, that's what it sounds like you're saying. You just want to throw the hat to the wind, and you and I can stand up and we can play, but it doesn't matter. They're going to win anyway.
I did not say that at all, and don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, I apologize for that, but that's what it sounds like.
No, why would I still be out here? But the point is, you got to think things through and realize that they're playing this like master chess. You know, that at some point, we need to be a little bit smarter and more proactive. Even in Iraq, we cannot hold Iraq indefinitely. Sooner or later, the Iraqi people are going to, it's going to erupt over there. I mean, we need to pull our troops out and get out of there quickly.
Why are we in Iraq?
There's no reason. We should not be there or Afghanistan or another 139 countries that we're in around the world. We're supposed to have a Department of Defense, not a Department of War. Let me go to Ken in Texas, because he's been holding for a while and he dropped. Ken, thanks, Chris, for calling.
Eric.
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Eric.
Hey.
Let's bring your numbers up.
Okay.
Anyway. Hey, have you noticed that, you know, Ron Paul now has 295 signers for his audit the Fed bill? And it's just like a jet airplane going 295 miles an hour, and Obama gets over and he starts chasing him in his jet airplane. He talks faster and louder and goes on more television stations and more radio stations. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but
because who's going to get there first?
Yeah, but you've noticed also, too, that because that's what they do. They co-opt. You know, Ron Paul's been trying to shut down the national emergency state since the 70s, I think, or whatever, along with a lot of other people. And that is the real problem. It's the military-industrial complex. It's the military that owns and controls our republic. We've had a coup d'etat to where the military, and this is why I keep bringing up about the Coast Guard and Homeland Security.
Yeah.
It's the biggest breach that we've had in forever. I mean, you know, Posse Comitatus was created to keep the military in all forms out of civilian life. And that goes back to the Roman Republic and the concept of crossing the Rubicon.
Isn't Posse Comitatus in the books of sheriffs?
Yeah, but it's a different – well, they interpret – and I've talked to different police officers about this, because Posse Comitatus also goes to deputizing, to where they can take any and all, you know, able-bodied men over 18 and – you know, deputize them into a posse.
A sheriff can only use a posse or not use them. You only got two choices, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let me make another point. Are you familiar with the Constitution Convention calls and a convention for the balance?
You understand that these guys want a constitutional convention.
Sure. Without a doubt. I was down in Florida.
So they can come in and change the Constitution.
I was down in Florida when we got afforded to withdraw the call for the Constitution Convention for the Balanced Budget Act, and Alabama withdrew. This is back in 88. None of this stuff happened before 88. Since 88, you got Waco, you got Randy Weaver, you had Twin Towers, you got Oklahoma City, you got 40 gun bills in the House. It appears to me they're having a Constitution Convention by increments.
Or the other term is creeping fascism, because this is corporatism, fascism, to where the corporation has rights, it's a person, and everyone else is not.
But before this, they were sneaky. The only thing we were worried about was trying out a commission of council on foreign, Bilderberg, and little sneaky parties they had.
Yeah, but
now it's...
But think about it. Ronald Reagan, right? His nickname was Dutch. He was knighted by the Queen of England. So was George Herbert Walker Bush.
And he was pushing for a convention.
Say again?
Ronald Reagan was pushing for a Constitution Convention. I've got his letter to Montana people.
Oh, but he's done so much more. He used military air traffic controllers against civilian safety officers, civilian air traffic controllers, to pink slip them and show them the door and used the military to do that in a very covert, very underhanded way that most people didn't even pay attention to or catch.
And I think the Queen was pushing for a constitutional convention and say, hey, folks, you don't want it no more, and we got something different for you. And we stopped them in Florida and Alabama, and they're mad. This is political pus coming out from all this stuff now.
But you got to remember, and this is they've actually blown it because they thought they were so far advanced that nobody cared if we lived in a constitutional republic or a constitutional monarchy.
Good point.
And what they've done is they've awoken the sleeping giant to where now people are getting more educated about what is a constitutional republic.
Right. They got the internet.
Yeah.
Lord, tell my wife half the people are going to wake up.
Titles of Nobility Act. Titles
right.
of Nobility Act. 2010, 2009, whatever.
Okay.
That needs to get passed. People like Stephen Gyllenhaal was knighted, ennobled. No, he wasn't knighted. He was ennobled, which is higher than being knighted. He's made part of nobility by the Swedish crown families. He is a writer, director, producer, mover, and shaker in Hollywood. His son, Jake Gyllenhaal, was in Brokeback Mountain, and his daughter, Maggie Gyllenhaal, was in the Batman series.
God calls it a Grossback Mountain. Anyway, Lord,
but you have a subject to the, not even a subject, they are a subject, but they're a member of the royal families.
Sure.
Who has this position of power and trust that a citizen should have in Hollywood, and his children, who are dukes and duchesses now, are taking jobs away from good citizens.
The Lord told my wife, half the people are going to wake up. Lord also
Titles
told my wife,
of Nobility Act.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
Read up on it, people learn it.
But they think people are real stupid out here.
Yeah,
not a little bit, real stupid. Things like you can't read, you can't find conspiracy books. I got a cable access show in Fort Worth. I show conspiracy books every week. I find them. They can find them.
Oh, they're out there, but there is a big, come on, here's a perfect example. J.P. Morgan came to the United States, emigrated to the United States back in the 1800s. He helped incite the Civil War. He funded the Civil War. He funded both sides of the Civil War. He helped take down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, just like his heir apparents are doing today and have been doing with Bear Stearns and more, a consolidation in the banking industry carried on by the crown. J.P. Morgan, and his son, J.P. Morgan Jr., signed the Federal Reserve Act, but J.P. Morgan also started what he did, he was funded by his father, who was an English banker backed by the crown, but he also started General Electric, that owns and controls NBC. Those are royal crown properties.
Yeah. Let me make another point. When they used to have newspapers, they bought up all the editorial staffs. Then radio come along, and they control that. TV come along, they control that, except for Joe McCarthy. Start mouthing off back in 1954, and I watched them live, and they've taped all these shows, and now the John Birch Society comes along in 1958, and they didn't like that. That freaked them out. Now they got the internet, and they've lost control, and they don't know what to do.
Well, they're going back to the fail-safe position, and I'm telling you, this is what they're going to do. Just like in Vietnam and Korea, When a hill was being overrun, where you had an encampment, like Hamburger Hill or whatever, they would call in an airstrike down upon themselves. And it would take out the, troops that were overrunning the position. If you survived, great. But if you didn't call in the airstrike, you were dead meat because the position was being overrun. Your last-ditch effort is to call in an airstrike, and that's what these guys are planning.
Whether
it's bird flu or whatever, they're already doing it with the economy. They're already doing it with the currency. They're already doing it with the food and grain and seed and more. These people want to depopulate the earth, get it down to where it's just the royal families and everybody else is gone.
Hey, nice talking. I'm going to be gone. Bye.
Peace, guy. Hey, Kevin in Australia. Kevin, you still there?
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry to hear about your predicament. With the government there, I think that sucks. Excuse the expression.
Oh, yeah. I love Australia, man. I would move down there in a heartbeat. The only thing is I'd be in a country where I would be more subject to the Queen and royal families. If they would, leave me alone, maybe I would do that because the surf is awesome down there. It's a beautiful country. And
I'll tell you what we'll do.
I was down there on the Gold Coast.
We'll take our flag. We'll take the Union Jack out of the top left-hand corner. Actually, I was running along the beach this morning, and there was a home with a flagpole and a large Australian flag blowing in the, you know, it's a nice flag, but I'd like to get up there, cross out the Union Jack, and put a Jolly Roger in there, and it would mean the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Australia is a constitutional monarchy. It's a member state of the United Kingdom, and you all swear allegiance to the crown and royal families.
We've had two cracks at becoming a republic. I voted in two referendums.
Kevin, hold on. We're going to break, but wait. I want to carry you over into the next segment. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin in Australia, real quick, because I want to get to these last two callers. You got something else?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, real quick.
A couple of points that I've been listening as you guys have been making them. You've got a situation where your senators and your members, congressmen.
Yeah. Right.
The problem is basically they've lost their first love, and the first love should be the people.
Well, they've become a parliament. I mean,
they should represent the people in their electorates. They should they should love their country. Now, what's basically happened is they've given that away they've prostituted their sworn allegiance, and they've become the servants of a higher power, which in this case is the team.
But a lot of these people, though, like Jane Harmon, she's the richest person, not just richest woman. She's the richest person in Congress. She is in there serving herself. She is the heir to Harman Kardon Electronics, and she is getting massive federal and military contracts. She's in there she is actually the congresswoman for some of the poorest, most impoverished areas up in Los Angeles area.
Well, yeah, they put her in an area where not too many people vote, and where the people that are going to vote for whoever they set up to be the member.
That's it.
And it's crooked. The system that you have is probably the least crooked. We don't actually have. I think Canada's system's a little bit different to ours. We have a prime minister. We also have a governor general. Now, in the old days, the governor general was a servant to the Queen. Now our governor general is basically an independent party.
But he's not in Canada. The governor general in Canada is a direct representative of the Queen still.
Yeah. Well, here our government selects the governor general. So I think what basically happened there was they could see the writing was on the wall, and that the Australian people were in a position where we no longer wanted to. Like I'll never bow down to the Queen. I won't do an Obama. There's never going to happen.
Yeah. Do you understand that Obama is half English German? His mom, Anne Dunham, is related to the Habsburgs and the Windsors.
I'm thinking you guys got con, but you know what? Obama is a great con man, and he said all the right things. And if I was an American, I would have even probably maybe voted for him, because the choice wasn't really good. But
yeah,
Ron
McCain
Paul
would have already been at war with Iran.
I beg your pardon?
I said with McCain we would have already been at war with Iran.
Oh yeah, McCain was as nutty as a wheel, and I think Ron Paul's got the right idea. He's a really decent guy. He loves America. He loves the people, he'll actually place you guys first.
Can you call back next week, because I want to hear from you some more towards the beginning of the program, but I want to get to Frank and Clarence real quick before the end.
Not a problem. Have a good evening.
Cheers, man. Thanks. Frank, real quick. Frank, you there?
How's wife treating you, man?
Oh, not too bad, I guess, with all things considered.
Well, I'm from West Virginia, all right? I'm up a holler, man. I'm from Blue Family, and I just went up to the G20 in Pittsburgh. You hear about it?
Yeah, oh yeah, I saw the video and stuff. I could not believe the police. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Well, we were up there, out there in the one section of town they used to sound. Did you see any of that stuff?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah, video.
Now, who do you think was behind this G20 when we were there? Now, all the kings and queens and stuff were there, the Queen of Sweden and all that stuff. Now,
exactly.
Did you see the military presence there?
What do you think Royal Dutch Shell is? It's a shell company owned and controlled by the royal families, and it's Dutch.
How did these boys make it up to Pittsburgh? Now, we come out of West Virginia, me and my brothers up there. We went up there and thought we'd be treated very good up there in Pittsburgh because it's close to us. And then my boys up there, one of my boys got snatched by these paramilitary guys jammed into this Crown Vic.
With recent internet.